You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
But let's get into this thing about jabbing you with a needle and then you pay people for it. Now, I am being kind of snarky about it. Really, what the story is that, do you remember when oxygen bars tried to catch on?
Yes. Yeah, they were big. You get flavored oxygen.
Yeah, and when you say big, they were define big.
Well, they were big in L.A. I know that. Like, all the celebrities were going to
them. They got media exposure, but right. I don't think they were ever big.
I think what? they got medium-sized in airports. I'm pretty sure there's still one. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure there's one in the Vegas airport.
Look
still,
for us, will you?
Yeah,
those
check
people
it out.
Are, those,
try to record a
anything.
Sound there. It can be one of our mystery sounds.
Oh, okay.
You know, the...
That's Emily breathing.
Ooh, pineapple.
Yeah, I would eat that. I would sniff that.
Well, there's a new thing that's going around now, and they've opened one here in the Mile High City. This is an IV bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does not serve alcohol. What they do is you come in, you sit down in a comfy chair, and they take an intravenous needle and jam it into you.
Right into you.
It sounds so negative when you call it intravenous.
Well then they pump you full of vitamins and
B12. Yeah, it's a hydration center.
Right. This has been going on a while. This, I think, is bigger than the air. Remember?
Can't you just drink some water?
No, Sofia Vergara. When she had her big old wedding to old Magic Mike, she actually had like a truck, an IV truck set up. So people they bought this compound for like the weekend for their wedding celebration. So you would wake up, you'd go to this truck, you'd get a little IV, and then you just start day drinking. And so everybody felt good and great and kept going.
Huh. The owners of it say that they have athletes who come in that need hydration before or after an event. They have various vitamins that will help with endurance and muscle recovery. They claim it will help you get over a cold. I'd like to see the actual medical proof of that.
B12.
And they also say it'll help you get over a hangover. Thus, the people at that wedding that you're talking about.
That is true.
So my first question, I see this story and I go, all right, now how safe is this? You come walking into some place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do they go through a training process?
They're probably.
Or is it like some 17-year-old boy with his summer job?
Do his voice.
you would like some B12 infusions?
No, actually, in there. You know, to honor them, what they do is they have 8 nurses and 4 paramedics and a private doctor on staff.
So they're not going to pump you too full. You don't come out of there like the girl from
Willy
Wonka.
Right, you're not going to be bloated.
You have to be at least 18. So those of you who wanted to be very trendy and take your 7-year-old daughter to get, for the 7th grade birthday party.
When she has a hangover.
Take all of her little friends. No.
I will say it looks very relaxing. They have giant chairs in there and little pillows.
Massage.
And it looks like they're recliners.
Look, you guys have done this. Totally.
You've done this?
You've done the IV bar?
Yeah. Oh, you told me about this.
I didn't hear about that.
It wasn't an IV bar. It was more of a...
Your boyfriend's doing it.
Yeah,
because he's
more
a firefighter.
Firefighter, paramedic, and
I'm not on board with this.
He hooks it up. So I've had nurse and paramedic friends like years and years and years ago, and they would like joke about it. They give each other IVs early in the morning, late at night. And I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, that doesn't seem right. Yeah, you don't. Huh.
So he's done it to
it.
You?
Yeah, I have not given him the IV.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't know if I'd be talking about that.
Oh, my God. It's
he's taking these IV bags that are meant for people that need them.
No.
And he's jabbing his alcoholic
girlfriend. We just
talked
about it. We didn't actually do it. We've just talked about the theory of it.
Liar.
Just talked about it.
So he's taking these off the ambulance?
No.
Who's paying for that? Are our tax dollars paying for that?
Tax dollars.
Are tax dollars paying for you and your new boyfriend to get high?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
There's an IV aisle at King Super. You just got to ask him where it is. It's in the back.
All right, we'll let you squirm out of that. I remember when my daughter-in-law, Sweet Sabra, was studying. She's a nurse, and back years ago when she was in school for it, I remember her coming up to me and saying, "Listen, for nursing school, one of the things I have to do is practice giving an IV." And I was like, "Get the hell out of here with that!
Get off my arm!
You are not jabbing." I said, "You know, my son, your husband." Go try him. She goes, I already asked him. He said, no. He's full already.
He said, no
flipping way. And I go, well, like father, like son, because I'm not doing it either.
Right. You put your parka on and say, these veins are not for you.
I love you. I mean, she is the daughter I never had, but I'm not going to let her practice on me with an IV.
No. No.
It's just not going to happen.
There's not enough love for anybody.
She ended up practicing on her grandmother, so I felt a little bad.
On old veins?
But I think it's when grandma was like unconscious
She died
something.
3 weeks later.
but she was real hydrated. Like real hydrated, though.
She floated away.
I also I think I might have told you guys, I felt bad when, it was just a couple of years ago when I was having my annual checkup, one of the things they have to do is they do blood work on you, right?
Yeah.
And so they sent me to this lab, and I'll never forget, I was sitting in the lab, and the woman who works there comes walking in with this guy who looked like he was about 18 or 19 years old. She goes, this is Bill, and this is his first day, and you're his first. Is that okay if you're his first ever training?
You never admit that.
I said, you know what? No offense. And I looked right at Bill. I go, dude, no offense, but I do not want to be the first person you have ever jammed a needle into to draw blood.
Right.
Okay. And they were like, no, there's no offense. That's fine. There'll be plenty of other people today. And I was like, all right, not me.
Yeah, you don't want that guy for IVs or your prostate exam. This is my first day.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.